So, well, why don't you start with Star Wars? Wars Outlaws.
Each of you represents some of the most powerful criminal organizations in the galaxy. Pikes, Crimson Dawn, Huts. It's a golden age for the underworld. The Empire controls every corner of the galaxy, but they're distracted by a rebellion that won't quit. It's an opportunity to make millions.
So, I fired up this game. This is a massive game to install. And the strap line, the tagline, as you're about to enter the world of Star Wars,
yes,
is if you're willing to take the risk, the galaxy is full of opportunity.
Oh, I love it. I'm already there.
Now, it sounds good, but then you realise, hang on a second, it's quite a good slogan for the game because you're taking a risk by spending about 70 quid on this bad boy. 60, it's actually 60 quid. And yeah, there's opportunity, but it's also full of glitches.
Oh, wow.
And full of bugs. And yeah. And the problem is, before I even started the game, the avalanche of bad reviews had exploded across the internet. And people were saying, you know, compare this game. It's like a Star Wars open world-ish kind of game. We play as this rebel woman who's kind of trying to steal stuff and is living in the back streets of, you know, living in the back of a cantina, all that stuff. And everyone's comparing it to Red Dead Redemption 2, which has been out for 10 years. And Red Dead Redemption 2 has a huge like level of detail, and you can pat the horse and you can do all these cool, awesome little miniature things. This game, you're like flying into people who are walking and smacking into them in the head, and they're just standing there kind of looking at you. And the stealth section.
That's really disappointing.
So the one unforgivable thing is that when you know in games when you like want to pick up an object or open a door or press a button, you press X or a button, right?
Yeah.
In this one, you push in the right analog stick.
No.
You click the stick. No. Now, I know I can just remap that.
That messes with your mind.
But that's stupid. So in immediately...
That's a glitch itself.
I found myself, instead of opening the door, I'd be like, I'd jump on the spot.
Yeah.
And it was just fiddle to control.
And you think, why did you bother even like making that instruction?
Like someone who'd never played video games before has made this game.
Just going back to the glitches, I've got a question, and I don't know if you know the answer. But say like you do spend £70 in the game, and it glitches all over the place, like this one. What is the refund process?
You can, it has been known, usually it's quite hard, but if you haven't played it for like 50 hours and the company
I've completed it.
Yeah. It's a little bit like if you get delivered a bottle of wine and it's the wrong vintage, which happened to us. As long as you don't drink the wine and then say,
it was the wrong vintage.
Took me all the bottle to work out that I didn't like it was the wrong one.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Okay.
It is hard, though. I've done it before with games.
Because it's a lot of money.
Because what you can say is I was missold. It looked like I was being sold a product based on the videos that looked smooth. And actually, I've been missold. And you can do it.
Okay.
It's difficult, but you can.
Cool.
It doesn't even feel like a Star Wars game. And I think this is where this one goes wrong. Compared to Jedi Survivor and the recent games with Cal Kestis, with the awesome kind of over-the-shoulder lightsabers... There's no real lightsabers in this. Yes, you shoot the classic Harrison Ford gun that he uses in the films.
You want to see a lightsaber.
It's just not that fun. Yeah. And also, the company is blaming gamers and saying, well, you know, your standards are too high.
Oh, wow.
And we're all sitting there going, yeah, 60 quid,
oh,
mate.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, that's a week's worth of shopping. You've got a little buddy, like a little rabbit thing, monster. You know, it looks like Lilo
Bailey.
And Stitch. Well, yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's like you've got a little dude friend, which is probably the funnest thing about it. When you know you played Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
And you struggled to move around?
I think I actually aged a bit playing Tomb Raider. I think when I was like 18, I think I just suddenly shot up to 25 because it just aged me. It was so...
And now you're still 25. How does that happen?
I don't know. Because it was one of the best games, but also one of the most frustrating games. So was it fun to play?
I don't think I could find any fun. The stealth mode was probably the worst. There's space sections. That might be the most fun you can have. Anyway, I just can't recommend it, really.
What would you give it out of 10?
I mean, I did write down 3 out of 10 initially because of the space section, but I think it's just... I don't know. It's got to be zero. It's got to be zero because you can't really have fun playing the game. It's out on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC, and it's £60 for the cheapest version.